Good morning. We want to talk to you today about your feelings, about your emotional guidance center, and once again, try to clear up any confusion that you might be experiencing as you are feeling yourself in your experience. There are so many of you that are in relationships that are dishonoring and not in alignment with you. And as you look at those relationships, you keep going back to the idea that they are the cause of the emotional responses that you are having. You have to let go of that. You have to realize how it is that you create in your experience. The one that you are having the difficulty with is nothing more than a representation of the emotive value that you hold within you in your energy centers. That's what's actually brought them into your experience. Over and over again, as we move with clients, they will tell us how when they think about going back to or realigning into a relationship that wasn't working for them, they find themselves feeling a little bit relief and they're confused by that and they think that going back is the right decision. We're not here to tell you whether that in fact is right or wrong, but what we are here to tell you is it has nothing to do with the decision that you are trying to make. That person that is in your experience is there for one reason and one reason alone. You hold something energetically within you that has caused the result of the feeling that is being emanated by that mirror, that person, in your experience. And so you can get rid of this confusion that you're holding. Oh, I feel a little bit better when I think about just going back. It relieves me. I might have been making the wrong decision. I might have come to the wrong conclusion. You're not coming to the wrong conclusion. You're just aligning to a way of soothing yourself out of what you have become in the divine part of yourself. You're too fearful, you're too afraid to actually choose what it is that you have expanded to. And therefore, you are deciding to remain condensed or in the same relationship that has not been serving you. You might be selling it to yourself with the idea that I'm following my guidance system. I'm getting a little bit of relief when I think about going back or continuing on. And you would see people do this over and over again in abusive relationships. They'll keep going back because they think that they have somehow misunderstood their guidance system when they feel a little bit of relief in making that choice. But that relief that you are feeling comes from you deciding to give up what it is that you have created in the divine part of yourself and go back to living in a condensed, solid form of the human perception of suffering. You're going to have to play this back a couple of times to really get the deeper understanding or meaning of what we're trying to tell you. But basically, you become the human. You have disconnected yourself so much from the source part of yourself that you are living disconnected in fear, in anxiety, in desperation, in loneliness. And you think that's who you really are. You're unconscious. You've gone to sleep. We're trying to wake you up. We're trying to make you understand that whenever you're feeling something in negativity, you're sleeping. You're not fully awake. You're creating unconsciously, and you don't even know it. We hope that you understand what it is that we're trying to communicate to you today in this recording. That pure consciousness feels good. It feels aware, knowing, feels like wisdom, feels like alignment. If you're not feeling those feelings, you've gone to sleep. You're unconscious. It's not about the person. It's not about the job. It's not about any circumstance in your life in the way that you are viewing it. It's about you. It's about what you hold within you. When you align to your source, you won't be feeling anxious. You won't be feeling sad or lonely or any of those emotions. You'll be in full connection. And in that full connection, there will be hope, there will be belief, there will be circumstances and situations that you know, that you trust, that will be coming to you, that are going to bring you to the fullest alignment and peace within yourself that you could ever imagine. But when you go to sleep and you start to think that this negativity that you are experiencing is the signal that you should accept less in your life and that makes you feel better, well, all we can say is, wake up. Wake up. Good day.